From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. There was a surprising twist today in Chicago's hotly contested race for mayor. An Illinois court has ruled that Rahm Emanuel's name must be removed from the ballot. The election is next month. The former White House chief of staff has been leading in polls and in fundraising. But the Illinois appellate court ruled that Emanuel does not meet the state's residency requirement. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Rahm Emanuel has testified that because his piano and his wife's wedding dress are in the basement of his Chicago home, that proves his residency. But the Illinois appellate court disagrees. A panel on the court ruled 2-1 that Emanuel's move to Washington to serve as President Obama's chief of staff disqualifies him, and the court is ordering that his name be excluded or removed from Chicago's February 22nd ballot. The ruling overturns decisions by a lower court judge and the city's Board of Elections and delivers a big setback to Emanuel's hopes of winning a job he once said he has always aspired to attain. Emanuel had a sizable lead in most polls, but now Emanuel must step up his fight just to get his name listed on next month's ballot.
How are you guys?
How's everybody doing?
In a hastily called news conference this afternoon, Emanuel said he will appeal today's ruling to the Illinois Supreme Court.
And I have no doubt that we will, in the end, prevail at this effort. As my father always used to say, nothing's ever easy in life. So nothing's ever easy. So there's just one turn in the road.
At issue is whether Emanuel meets the requirement in Illinois law that candidates must live in the city where they seek public office for at least 1 year before the election. The former Chicago congressman moved to Washington 2 years ago and moved back this past October after Chicago Mayor Richard Daley said he would not seek another term after 22 years in office. Several challengers filed objections to Emanuel's candidacy on the grounds that he gave up his residency by renting out his Northside Chicago home. But Emanuel and his attorneys argued he always showed an intent to return to Chicago. Emanuel continued to own the home and maintain possessions like the wedding dress in it. He paid property and income taxes here, and he voted absentee in Chicago. In December, the Chicago Board of Elections ruled in Emanuel's favor, placing his name on the ballot. And when the challengers took the case to state court, a judge ruled in Emanuel's favor, too. But on appeal, the higher court reversed those earlier rulings.
And the appeals court decision today strikes me on a first read as legally defensible but somewhat strained.
David Franklin is a law professor and elections law expert at Chicago's DePaul University. He says the appellate court is applying two standards to Emanuel, agreeing on the one hand that he did maintain a legal domicile in Chicago.
So he's clearly qualified to vote in the mayoral election, and the Court of Appeals agreed with that in its decision today. But it said that to be a candidate, you have to have something more than just domicile, which is to say you have to actually live in Chicago for a year prior to the election. That he clearly didn't do.
And Franklin says that higher standard for a candidate's residency may give the Illinois Supreme Court grounds to overturn. But precious little time remains for the state's highest court to resolve Emanuel's residency dispute. The election is 4 weeks away, and early voting begins next week. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.